most of the research on RTI mathematics has been conducted at the early grades level, and not much research has been conducted at the middle and high school levels. So that does offer us some challenges in terms of having a level of research support regarding what we should be doing at the middle and high school levels compared to the elementary levels. Structurally, the delivery of educational service is different between pre-K, elementary, middle, and high school levels. There's a distinct transition from a focus on developmental learning in the early grades to more content-focused learning as kids move from early grades to upper elementary to middle to high school. The structure of middle schools and high schools does change the ballgame a bit with respect to RTI and RTI mathematics specifically. So challenges, number one, we don't have really good assessments at the secondary level. There are not a lot that are there that can be used for universal screening and for progress monitoring. While there are some measures out there, they may not necessarily correlate with the curriculum at that particular school. These assessments don't really correlate well with the Common Core. There are 8 standards of mathematical practice that we should be engaging our students in and monitoring their ability to engage in those practices. So I think that's something that we're missing with what we have currently. Secondly, time to increase intensity and time towards supplemental and more intensive supports for students is not as easy to find at the high school level and middle school level. And certainly at the high school level, the issues of high school credit come into play that also create some barriers there. Those are just some of the challenges that we face at the secondary level compared to the elementary level.